A kitchen garden can be easy to manage and provide many fresh veggies and herbs today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Having a kitchen garden doesn't mean you need an extensive vegetable garden. It does mean growing what you like to eat. If you like to cook Italian, include at least tomatoes, basil, and oregano. Or if you like Asian cuisine, include leafy greens, eggplant, and onions. If you're just trying to eat healthy, grow classic vegetables and herbs. Use these tips to ensure an ongoing harvest. Be sure not to let herbs go to seed by constantly trimming and using the herbs. And stagger your planting dates. Harvest and replant through the season keeps the plants and garden producing. And remember, size matters since the kitchen garden generally will be more compact than traditional gardens. Choose dwarf and patio varieties, or use cages and trellises to keep larger plants under control. If you've never had a garden before, always start small. It's amazing how fast a garden can overwhelm a beginner. Try these suggestions. Always choose a sunny site. Good growth and ripening veggies need about 6 hours of sun a day. Be sure to set boundaries. Start small will help from getting overwhelmed and allow you to be successful. Always grow in raised beds in improved soil. Raised beds help improve drainage, and since you're not walking in the raised beds, the soil always stays loose. And finally, provide protection. Fencing and cages will keep unwanted visitors from helping themselves. It's not too early to begin planning your kitchen garden for next year. If you start now, you can use these tips for fresh garden taste through the winter. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.